Angels, written by Entangled Now and read by Eos Rose. Sam manages, just about, not to look annoyed when, as soon as they get back, Gabriel sprawls out on his bed like he owns it. He shoves the Archangel's boots over and sits down, digs his books out of his bag, and tosses them on the table. Dean and Castiel are next door because trailing two angels who come and go at will is starting to make the search for living space more interesting. Also, Dean and Gabriel have a tendency to try and kill each other if left alone for 5 minutes. Do you think you could go a full day without doing something ridiculous to Dean? No, Gabriel tells him. It's a terrible compulsion I have. I find him very annoying. Sam sighs, and he's quiet for long enough that Gabriel pokes him with his boot. Besides, that's what Castiel is for, isn't it? His very own guardian angel, all pretty and innocent and not quite covered in the grubby finger marks and boot prints of humanity yet. I'm lost at the part where that's a bad thing, Sam admits honestly. Gabriel pulls a face, like he's actually thinking about explaining it. But then it's gone, and he huffs amusement instead. Sam waves a hand. Look, whatever, I'm just letting them have their... Sam hesitates to say privacy, because that sounds kind of sordid, considering. Gabriel smirks at him, like he knows exactly what he's thinking. They don't need privacy for what they're doing. Which is... having pillow fights and braiding feathers into each other's hair, Gabriel suggests, sounding thoroughly disgusted. I'm pretty sure that's not what they're doing, Sam accuses. Well, they're not having sex. I'd know about that, trust me. There's no doubt that Gabriel thinks life would be more interesting if they were. I don't think that's really a pressing issue, what with the world ending and everything, Sam points out. Though it's not like he hasn't wondered himself a time or two. They do spend a lot of time together, and they're always giving each other meaningful looks. And, God, he wishes he hadn't just thought that. No, it's because your brother's too much of a pussy to admit he wants to bang Castiel so hard coins come out, Gabriel says flatly. Sam winces. Thank you for that mental image. Really, that's nice. Gabriel spreads his hands in an I live to amuse you sort of gesture. Sam sighs and eyes the wall separating their rooms in a disturbed sort of way, because he's thinking about it now. He wonders if there's any sort of magical angel sigils that can soundproof a motel room. He shakes the thought away and looks at Gabriel again. So what were you planning on doing? Gabriel snorts and knocks his boot, not entirely accidentally, into Sam's back when he jiggles it. Much as the idea of sitting here watching them pine disgustingly over each other does amuse me, a little, I'm fairly sure I could find something more interesting to do. Sam stares at him, waiting to see if there's anything else, because he's starting to understand that with Gabriel, there's always something else. Gabriel slides his hand into his pocket and drags out something which clinks and shines silver in the lamplight. Or I could handcuff you to the bed and do obscene things to you that you'll probably be ashamed to remember for the rest of your natural life,